Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey! All right, what's going on? I am back temporarily because I have one hell of a busy end of the fourth quarter traveling. I have, so far, I've been to Ohio. Lately, I just went to Taiwan, which I'm going to talk about in a second. Then I am heading to Spain for a family Thanksgiving vacation, or holiday, as you would call it in the across the pond in the UK. And then during my holiday, I'm going to fly really quick to see the fellas at TDN Tools, a good friends of mine, Kevin, Jordan, and Tony over there at TDN. And by the way, if you have never met these gentlemen, they are probably one of the most stand-up guys you've ever met.
Wow, no kidding. Jesus.
Everything they do is just top-notch. They're really a company that you need to admire just by looking and watching how they conduct themselves, how they run their company, and how they treat other people and do business. So far, I've known them for a few years, or probably more than that, and they are stand-up guys. So, and that's why I'm going out of my way to make sure I say hi to them, especially if I'm that close. So that's where I'm heading to. And then I get back, and then I rest for another, I think, a week. And then I head over really quick, my wife and I, to Texas to visit Anson. And they have a toy drive going on. And otherwise, I'd be back over at John's and helping him, because I still haven't been able to help him on his drive. But he will be holding his while I'm in Spain. And don't forget, this coming Black Friday, we are having an awesome, awesome Black Friday specials as usual. And you've probably heard about our websites. I'm telling you right now, if you need a website, we are definitely something to consider building it for you, because I call it the dream site, because you will have everything you want in it and more. And it is fast, optimized, looks great. It will run great. It's not one of those sit and wait websites. It is a call to action site, and you will love it. I'll put a link below, so check that out. Get ready for the Black Friday specials, the Dent Trainer specials. And I think a lot of other tool companies are having Black Friday specials, so get in on that. I probably won't be able to make another announcement until after I get back, but that'll be too late. But I'm sure a lot of tool companies, they didn't used to before. They didn't get into it before until a few years ago or a couple years ago. Now, I think they're fully blown into it. I think if you're a PDR tool company and you're not doing Black Friday, you are missing out on a lot of sales. Us Dent guys, we still love those sales. And I suggest you take advantage of it. I know Ultra does it. I think, who the heck does it? Who else does it? I think Alimadent does it. I'm not sure if Dentcraft does it. I can't remember. I know a lot of, maybe Carbon Tech will be doing it. I'm not quite sure, but I know there is a few out there that do it. So look out for that. I can't speak for Anson because I don't know. But anyhow, I hope you guys are getting ready for a great holiday season this year. I'm not sure if you guys are going anywhere, but if you are, be safe out there and enjoy Thanksgiving too as well, and don't eat too much, all right? I'm trying to watch my diet, okay? I've been always trying to watch my diet, so I try not to eat too much, and I try not to eat too much sugar because I am a sugar fiend. I love sweets. I really love sweets, and that's probably one of the hardest things for me to do is to cut out sweets. On top of not eating a lot of carbs, like potatoes, mashed potatoes. Man, Love the mashed potatoes, man. But honestly, I have not had potatoes in about 14 months. So, because potatoes for me are probably the most biggest weakness for me personally. So I love potatoes. And anyhow, enough of preaching about how to stay healthy. So let's get into my podcast. I'm talking about my trip to Taiwan. You know, as a PDR trainer, technician, the trip overall was absolutely fantastic. The experience, the people there, the culture, just a really an amazing experience. And I owe a lot of gratitude to Jay Ma. If you're ever in Taiwan, you need to check out his shop. His biggest shop, the one you saw me at, was about 30 minutes, 40 minutes inland from Taipei. So he has four different shops, and it was just an awesome shop. And the one we did the course at is just it's badass. He has a two-tier shop and a waiting room upstairs with glass looking down at the main part of his shop. And inside of that, he's got an enclosed glass tool room that you could go and buy tools. Or if you're a customer, you could really admire how us dent techs are fixing the dents with what type of tools. It's pretty interesting for a customer to look at. I think it would be like really, really fascinating. And that's something maybe I might end up doing to showcase the what we do in our tool room, in our waiting room. So here's the deal. So we had about 30 people at this course, and Taiwanese, based on what Jay told me and what they have told me themselves, is that they are not used to networking. Okay. What it felt like was dent techs back in the 90s, you know, nobody really talked to each other, right? And everyone kept to themselves and they tried to keep everything secret. And that's how the environment in Taiwan is. Okay. That's how the dent technicians are. But here's what they learned. They knew I was coming, and that helped draw other technicians, other Taiwanese technicians, to come to Jay's event. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm a big wig or I'm yada yada, but keep in mind that 90% of the Taiwanese out there use line boards. Okay, and they're very familiar with how I teach line boards. And let's not get into that about which reflection is better. If we've already gone over that, okay? We're just giving you a reason why so many people attended, because they knew I was going to be there and they also would like to learn new things. But lo and behold, it was not just about the training aspect. Okay, a lot, don't get me wrong, a lot of it was. But I think an eye-opening for them was the networking. They really, really got a lot out of the networking part. And it was amazing, because at the end of the course, all of them had a grin from side to side. It was like their first time like going to Mobile Tech Expo. And we all know that feeling, right, guys? You and gals, you've been to Mobile Tech Expo. It was way more than you expected for 95% of you. Okay. Not all of you said you had the best time, but 95% of you who went came back. Okay. And you got a lot out of it. Why? Because of the environment, right? The network, not only just networking, but you're sharing, relating, you're relating to your struggles. You're relating to things that you found in common. And that's exactly what that event brought to the table. Not only did they learn the latest tech tips, and that's what it basically was, a lot. It was just tech tip central. Okay, use this tool, use that tool. Check out the StanLiner. Check out the PDR Hotbox. Check out what it can do. Check out what a stretch dent does. What do we do with these different tips? What do we do with that? What do we do with the StanLiner tool? How does that work? You know, they were learning so much information within the 3 days. It was technically hard for them to even kind of comprehend, but they loved it because there were things that they were struggling in. And then I had an interpreter because 70, 80% of them didn't speak very good English or no English at all, but they got it. And it was really, really a cool eye-opener. And I really enjoyed teaching them because they weren't there to fart around. Okay. They were there to learn and get better. That's what their goal was, to learn and get better. And that's why I like doing these types of seminars. You know, I'm not saying other seminars aren't, they're not getting the same thing. I'm not saying that, but I really like when people are hungry to learn and they want to better themselves. And that's exactly what it was like. There was a couple women technicians, and one stuck out named Annie. And she was just technically learning, okay? She's been training for 3 months with her husband. Her husband already does fog, but she loves lines. And she gets lines. And she was translating to her husband, you know, how to look at the lines. And he was telling her how to do fog. So it was a great team. Husband and wife both do PDR. The husband's more experienced, but he's more locked on to fog. And she loves lines and she's learning and she gets right into it. I saw her on a dent for 2.5 hours, would not get off of it. She was determined to get it out and she was good. She wasn't the best tech there, but she was good. And the effort, remember, effort always beats out skill, in my opinion. Okay. Skill is great, but the effort, the hustle always wins, will always, always prevail. And that's what you got to have in PDR. You've got to learn to hustle. You can't rush through things. You can't have a day and go, man, I really got to get home. I got to be home by 1, 2 o'clock. Man, you don't determine that. You don't determine that before you get on dents. The dents tell you when you're going to go home. You know, you don't, can't predict, you know, how fast the dent should come out. You have an estimate, but you can never, especially on the big challenges one, the challenging ones, and the ones that take a lot longer to finish are the ones that really tell you how your dent is going to go. And one thing that I noticed is that some techs rush because they have another agenda to do. And to me, that's not passion. That's another thing. And it chaps me too, because I see it. And if that's the case, then again, you should not be in this business. You should go do something else, because if you're trying to rush, make the most amount of money, and do it to where a customer goes, oh, looks great. And then you stop because the customer thinks it's great, but you don't really care about technically how well it goes or the end results. You're not that type of tech that it bothers you because you know it's not out all the way, but you're cool with the customer that it is cool. Then you're going to be that mediocre tech. There's going to be a fork in the road where you're going to have to choose which tech type of tech you are. Because I'll tell you what's going to take you, the path that's going to take you the best journey is the one that works hard, busts their ass, stays until it gets done, and does it right. And therefore, my point is that's the mentality of the Taiwanese right now. That's their mentality. At least that's based on my experience for the techs who came out there. Okay. They, whether it was a woman or whether it was a man, they were determined. They didn't understand me completely. They had an interpreter, but they got it. And that's what I got out of it. I realized that even myself, it gave me a reflection more about myself than it did about anything else. And it's just the work ethic that I think us Americans have compared to, I would say, a different country like Taiwan. The work ethic is a lot stronger. And you Haltechs, don't get me wrong, you bust your ass. Okay, you guys bust your asses. Route techs, I know a lot of you techs. I got good friends that bust their asses. But a majority of us, we think we bust our asses. But once you go to Taiwan or you go to a different country, you begin to get a different perspective if you're really busting your ass or not. Okay. Or if you really are continuing to learn and to grow and be educated and get better at PDR. That's one of my points. And that's what I've learned a lot over there. And I would say the respect that they have for one another, even though they might keep it secret, the respect that they have is tremendous. Okay, and I don't know if you knew this, but Taiwan has probably one of the most lowest crime rates in the world. It's one of the safest countries too. And I was expecting, kind of like when I went over there, kind of like the Philippines, okay? Philippines to me is a little bit third world to me. And that's what I was kind of expecting in Taiwan. I wasn't sure how techie they were. And when I got there, I was blown away because everything's techie. I mean, everything's nice. The elevators, you walk in the parking garage, you know, down underneath. And some of the parking lots weren't that great, but when you walked in underneath the car park parking lots, all the lights, they had like motion switches and everything. They get boom, boom, boom. They all turned on as you walked in. They would get turn on light and then get lighter and then brighter. It was cool. Elevators looked all high tech. At least the area I was in, a lot of money, a lot of money. I saw a lot of money everywhere. I mean, there was a lot of Mercedes-Benz, there was Teslas, there was Porsches, Ferrari. You know, I walked outside my hotel. There's a Ferrari right there. There are shops in Taiwan. They're malls, shall I say, made Beverly Hills look like a swap meet. I am not lying, dude. You walk in, it was pristine, pristine. And we're not talking, you know, what's that? Those little shops that you see, you know, Charlotte Russe or something like that. No. We're talking high-end places, okay? You had your normal places, but your high-end places. But even if you wanted to go to Taiwan, it's still very affordable for you to get a place or eat somewhere. It was awesome, okay? It was definitely a place I recommend going. And the food was just terrific. And we went to a street market. It was fun. I tried this food called was it stinky tofu? You could smell it from a mile away, and it did stink. It smelled like dirty socks. But I tried it, and it didn't taste like stinky tofu. It tastes like tofu. So it was awesome. The experience overall was just great. I think that, knocked something down. I think us techs have a lot in common all around the world. And my next subject what I'm bringing up is what I noticed is that the thinking, they have a challenge, okay? Their thinking is that, or at least let me just start from the beginning. First of all, if a customer has to replace a panel on their vehicle, they almost don't want the car anymore. It's that bad. I mean, you can't unbolt the car, unbolt a panel. The customer will have a heart attack. It's like changing the panel. even though it's original, they don't want you to touch that. Do not want you to take that panel off the vehicle. It, based on what Jay told me, it's like sacrilegion. Do not do that. So I said, well, what do you get for a dent? And Jay was, and he knew it's embarrassing because it's a lot lower than it is American dollars. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, it's at least half of what that cost is, of what we charge. And he works on, they all work on very high-end cars. I said, Jay, what's going on? And Jay's mentioning, he said, well, customers think that PDR is cheap and they don't want to pay a lot of money. I said, then tell them to go to the body shop then. And he said, well, you know, they can paint the whole panel for like $100, $150. I'm like, dude, that's crazy. And then, you know, I agree with Keith. I agree with a lot of people. Well, Mercedes-Benz doesn't cost any cheaper out in Taiwan than it does in the United States. It's still the same price. It's still very expensive. Okay. So the way they're thinking is that they have a hard time telling a customer that they could pull the paint or something like that. I had to help them, convert that thinking. Because my thing is I posted today on Dent Trainer Exclusive, and I'll just share it with everybody. I mentioned that PDR doesn't mean it's cheaper. What it does mean, it's better. However, it's only that case if it's performed by an experienced and good PDR technician. And to top it off, you know, the customer has to be educated. You have to educate that. You have to start preparing your customer ahead of time, whether it be on your social media, your Instagram, your YouTube, your Facebook page, website. You have to get them prepared. And if you don't prepare them on that, and you don't start educating them, they're always going to think that PDR is cheap, cheaper than a body shop. But we all know that's not the case, especially with our friend Paul Corden and other people that are getting $1,500 for a dent. That's not what he's selling. That's not what they're selling, right? We're not selling it's cheap. We're selling it's better. We have to all wake up, man. The PDR, what else is going to be better than PDR? What is your other option? Because those are the customers I want. I want the customers who are willing to pay more for a better repair rather than a cheap repair, but still want the best quality. That you can't do it. It's not going to happen. And as long as you believe that, the customer will always believe that, and they will always get that, get their way. But you have to start believing that PDR is a better alternative, much better results, and it's not always cheaper. In some cases, it's going to be more expensive, especially if you're a good tech. You have to learn to be strong, stick to your guns, and push that you believe in what you sell. And that's quality. And that's what I was preaching over there. And that's what I'm trying to help them do over there. I think I was able to help them more with that than the type of repairs that they could possibly do. And some of those techs are unbelievable. Really, really good. So my main thing is here, and you guys can use this, okay? You can use this however you want. That's why I'm saying it. But it's the outcome that really matters in the end, not the price in the beginning. And if you can remember that, those words, you always understand that the value of your service is worth way more than what you think it is. Again, It's the outcome that really matters in the end, not the price in the beginning. Because the customer will agree with that every time. It's kind of like how I say sometimes to my customers, I understand you're looking for the cheapest price, but quality is always going to matter in the end. Wouldn't you agree? Somehow, some way, you've got to throw the ball on their court. You have to make them decide. If you leave it at an open question and let them kind of still leave that open door for them to bargain with you, and you don't stick to your guns on your pricing, you'll never be at that level. You'll never be able to sell your quality. Remember, PDR is a better alternative, or better results, better period over any body shop in the world, any body shop. And all of us are capable of doing that. As long as you are thinking quality first rather than price, price should be your last why you're selling price. And there's a lot of, pay attention, there are a lot of weapons. There's a lot of things that you could actually use to your advantage to help sell the value of your service. That's exactly what it's called, the value of your service. And as long as you understand the value of your service, you will be fine that some people just can't afford high quality. That's how you're going to look at it. That's what I tell customers. I understand you're on a budget. Not everybody can afford high quality. Do you think everybody who walks in a Louis Vuitton store can afford a purse? Do you think Louis Vuitton gets upset that, you know, most of us can't afford a $2,000 luggage bag? No. Their clientele isn't everybody. Louis Vuitton wouldn't have stores all over the place if they worried about everybody and gave everybody a handbag for cheap. They target a specific group of people and they do well. Why can't you? You don't have to be, I'm cheap, so I'll get a lot of volume of people. But then you're never happy because the customer wins and you don't. That's just the way we have to think. We have to think for ourselves first. We're like Dave Shalott. If you ever listen to those podcasts, he's been on numerous different podcasts, okay? Dave Shalott knows his shit, okay? Paul Corden knows his shit. I know my shit. You know your shit. I'm sorry if I cursed on this podcast, but you guys really got to start waking up. This is the time to start waking up. Not yesterday. Not wishful tomorrow, right now. Get those tools out. Start justifying why the value of your service is worth the price. Okay? You have to think that way. And that's what I got out of in Taiwan. Even Taiwan has the same problem. And they've got tons of money out there. And that PDR technically is still not even close to big as it is in US now. And I still don't think half the people know what PDR is here in the United States, unless you're in Kansas or Texas, because they get consistent hail, or Colorado. But again, ask those people out there. They probably heard of it, but they still don't know what it is. That's a perfect opportunity for you to start educating everybody here that listens. Put that on your Facebook. Do that what I've told you to do. And this is the exact words that I said. You can copy and paste. You can write this down. Put this somewhere in your own words on your website, on your social media. Heck, copy it word for word. I don't care. But put it in some way that the customer sees it and understands that you're about quality. You're not about the cheapest price. You're about the best results. Okay, I'll say it again. Now, I posted this exact words. I said two things I say about PDR now. When performed by an experienced and qualified technician, in quotations, PDR isn't always cheaper. However, it's always better. And then another thing I said, it's important that all of us try to educate our customers in our social media, website, and videos. It's the outcome that really matters in the end, not the price in the beginning. Again, please try to have those thoughts. And if you're listening and you're going, yeah, well, I'm sorry, you're going to be one of those guys that are going to go, yeah, and next thing you know, you're wondering why your competition is doing way better. Not so much like way better than a tech than you, but like I said, it doesn't matter technically right now how good you are. It's how well you can sell, how well you are comfortable with the value of your service, period. Be smart. Now's the time to change. Now's the time to be well educated. You know, Paul Corden, I know he's working on some stuff right now. So there's going to be some big stuff going on there. I know, we've been continuing educating stuff, me, John, on Dent Trainer. You've got PDR College. You've got even PDR Tool Time. I mean, there is some good stuff out there, some good stuff to suck up. But believe in yourself, first of all, okay? Believe that you have some value in your service. And then use the tools to justify it. And that's my take. I love Taiwan. I think you should go out there. The gentleman, J Ma, and his team, his partners he has out there, unbelievable people out there. And I just want to say, give great gratitude and thank you very much for inviting me out there, Jay. I don't know if Jay actually technically understands my podcast because his English isn't all that great, but he definitely understands well enough. He might have a translator listening to this, but and if you have not contacted Jay or friended Jay, Jay Ma out there in Taiwan, Superior PDR, that's his company, and I'll put some links down below as well in case you guys want to reach out to him. And if you're ever in Taiwan, you definitely gotta visit him. He has a shop in Taipei, three more other shops, and I heard he's going to be opening one in the south of Taiwan. So that's it. I just wanted to give you guys my quick thoughts on my trip and what I got out of it and what I see, and just kind of give you a conclusion of it. So I wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing another one, but if I'm not going to get another podcast in before then, I want to wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving. It will be kind of sporadic in here between the holidays, so I will try to get a podcast in between now and obviously I'll have probably at least two more before Christmas, but I just wanted to get this one out of the way, give you guys something to chew on before I come back from my trip in Europe. So thanks a lot again for listening. I do appreciate it, and do well, guys out there. Take care.